This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hey, hi, hello, howdy. Greetings, Editor-in-Chiefs. I'm Stephanie Flaxman, and you are listening to Editor-in-Chief, the weekly audio broadcast that delivers the art of writing updated for the digital age to help you become a stronger media producer. So the way that I just said hello to everyone, I did not make up. I copied from Damien Farnworth, the host of Rough Draft here on Rainmaker FM. And he started an episode like that a few episodes back. Well, he posts, actually. He has a new episode 4 days a week. So this was probably a while back now. But he began an episode like that, and it made me smile. So I just wanted to copy him. I thought that would be fun. Damien is sort of, he is my big brother. I treat him like a big brother. We have a big brother, little sister relationship. And so it's just natural for a little sister to want to copy her big brother. So that's what I did. And then I also learned something from my other big brother, Jared Morris, when I was listening to his podcast called The Showrunner. He said to his co-host, John Naster, John, is there any time where you've done an interview and you really think later that you missed an opportunity to ask a follow-up question? And I was talking to them too when I was listening to the podcast. I said, yes, Jared. He reminded me of a time where, you know, there are probably many times, but there was one specific one that came to mind when I was interviewing Damien for Editor-in-Chief a few episodes back here. So you can go and check that episode out. But Damien was talking about when he was a managing editor and he worked with a staff of editors and proofreaders and writers below him. And one of the things that he really liked to do, he wanted to teach and mentor. So he would tell the proofreaders, hey, do you want to one day become a writer? I can help you do that. And he would coach them to get to the point where they could do their own freelance writing or be working for the publication that they were working for and do writing work there. And our interview went very long. We talked about a lot of different topics, but I made a note that I didn't get to circle back around and ask him about. And that was, well, why do the proofreaders have to become writers? Like, why was his assumption that they, you know, weren't really happy being proofreaders? That's not what they wanted to do. Why did he have to, you know, push them along sort of the editorial hierarchy to become writers? And so I didn't get a chance to ask him about that, but that's something that is pretty personal for me, for someone who really mostly, mainly, chiefly considers herself an editor or proofreader. I keep writing, I guess, because the world is a funny place and I can't get away from it, even though there are many times where I've been, you know, I'm not doing this. I'm not writing ever again. I'm an editor. That's what I identify with. And then writing keeps creeping back in. And I guess I don't have to be too strict about it. It could be a fluid transition between being a writer and being an editor. I don't have to choose one. But when I first started as a freelance proofreader, when I started my online business, when I would tell people what I did, a lot of the times I'd hear things, I mean, most of the time I'd hear things like, oh, what else do you do? Or, oh, that's so interesting. I'm thinking about doing that on the side too. And I was always very irritated whether I expressed it to them or not. I was probably polite. I don't think I expressed it too much, but I was like, no. That is what I do. I'm not doing this on the side. I'm not doing anything else. I am a proofreader. That's my identity. That's what I do. And I'm sure I explained it in some way that they didn't care about. as I was trying to explain who I was to some, you know, stranger or person that wasn't really too involved in my life, some acquaintance. But what I realize now is that what I was trying to communicate was, no, I'm an editor in chief of what I do. Proofreading is what I do. It is not a stepping stone to something else. This is it for me, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it doesn't have to be, I don't care what your perceptions are. No, this is what I do. So for you being the editor-in-chief of what you do, I mean, I don't know if maybe that helps you kind of situate if there are people that are doubting or questioning what you do, or they think it's kind of a side project, or that's not really going to be a real thing. To me, like I said, in hindsight, looking back, what I really want to say is, you know, I'm the editor-in-chief of what I do. I'm developing an online business. I'm providing value for people, and that was through being a proofreader. Today's episode, there is a method to my madness. I'm getting to a proofreading lesson, and there's a point. I wanted to honor the idea of any profession, you know, being its own autonomous thing rather than just being a stepping stone to something else, or just being, you know, a side project, or there's nothing wrong with a side project, but, you know, there are things that we do that are valuable in their own right, and we don't always have to justify that they're, you know, part of a bigger plan, or I'm just doing this for now. Like, no, if they provide value for other people, if they are valuable to us because we are passionate about them, then they're okay. And so for me, you know, that's proofreading. I want to honor proofreading as its own activity, where, you know, you don't have to also be aspiring to be a writer or even an editor, that it's okay on its own. And so the lesson that I'm getting to is there are many ways to teach proofreading lessons. I tend to get away from things that are too mechanical or technical. I just think they're really boring. There's a time when it's needed to do that. Like if I was teaching how to use a comma, I would pretty much have to define what a dependent clause is to make that lesson effective. And I'd have to maybe talk about conjunctions and things like that, which is a little bit more technical into grammar and writing mechanics. But for proofreading, I think I just like to break it down into what can be really useful, do people struggle with when it comes to proofreading, and then forming a lesson around that. So I might give other types of proofreading lessons later on in different episodes, but one that really pops out at me as being something that you could walk away with and do the next time that you sit down to write is what I call a power proofreading, which could be similar to a power nap or a power lunch. The idea is that you're taking a short activity and getting a maximum benefit out of it. And speaking of getting a maximum benefit out of something, how much do you know about the Rainmaker platform? Editor-in-Chief is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform. It is what Editor-in-Chief the podcast runs on. All of this is possible because all of the cool stuff that you get in one place in the Rainmaker platform. So if you're looking to easily build a powerful sales and marketing website that drives your online business, go to rainmaker.fm/platform right now, and you can check out all of the benefits and all of the features, way more than podcasting, way, way, way more than podcasting, that you can get from the Rainmaker platform all in one place. And then it's really cool. You can sign up for a 14-day free trial to test out all those features. And some of those other features are the elements of good online business practices, things that you need to think about when you are developing a business online. So there's design, there is content creation and management, traffic and conversion. Just things that you will be thinking about all the time when you're running an online business. So find out at rainmaker.fm/platform how the Rainmaker platform can help you with what you want to do online. It will probably blow your mind. There's a lot of amazing stuff in there. So back to the creative process and writing and editing and proofreading and all those things that go into composing our words. The creative process takes time to really end up with a product that is the best it can be. So what do you do if you don't have time, which we often don't, because we're constantly balancing producing great content with, you know, I have to keep moving on to the next thing. I don't have all day to work on a blog post. I don't have all day to work on a podcast. You know, I need to do a good job, but then I need to move on. And so one of the things that I think is critical after you finish a piece of writing, before you move on, before it really is time to move on, is to proofread it properly. And the easiest way to describe proofreading not properly is just when you kind of glance over your text. You're not going through it word for word, probably because you think you don't have time to, and you're just kind of staring at it a little bit and say, okay, I proofread it. And then it's ready to publish. But I think if you're going to spend like time, even 5 minutes, just kind of glancing at your screen, thinking that you're proofreading, I think that 5 minutes is a waste of time. You don't even need to do that if that's what your proofreading is going to be like. There are better ways that you could spend that 5 minutes, and it might take up to 10 minutes, which you may think that you don't have. But if you want to produce the best piece of work possible in the time that you have, this is one way to do it. It doesn't mean that's going to be perfect after this proofreading, since we are all working quickly and we need to move on to the next thing, but that's okay. You can be happy with what you do at a certain time and then, you know that you can improve next time. But this increases your chances of making your best possible work and then being happy with it. Because after this, you can walk away going, okay, I did everything that I could to make it the best it could be for everything that's going on today. And I'm going to move on, and maybe I'll do something different next time. Or maybe I will have more time to proofread more, and I need to make time for that in my schedule because it will really make a difference. So here is a technique to do when you don't have very much time and you think you don't have time to proofread, but instead of just glancing at your page, do this instead. And it could take 5 minutes, it could take 10 minutes, it could take 15 minutes. I mean, the more time that you put into your writing process to incorporate this, the better. The first step is actually making this absolutely without fail part of your writing process. Not like, okay, maybe I'll do this sometimes, but every time you write, make it a habit of doing this proofreading. I did something last weekend called a full mala. It is a yoga thing. It is 108 sun salutations, and it was over a 2-hour period, and that's all we did during that 2 hours. We did a little warm-up and a little cool-down, but it was 108 of these sun salutations, if you're familiar with yoga. If not, you can look it up. There are about 9 or 10 poses within a sun salutation, and then we did 108 of them. So it was very intense, and I've been practicing yoga for about 2 years now. So it was definitely a fun moment for me because it was something that I worked up to when I first started. There was no way that I was going to be able to do that, but I actually completed it and I had a really good time and I'm really happy that I did it. But I've been, you know, understandably sore since last weekend when I did this. So I wanted to use that momentum of my soreness and start a yoga practice every day. I go to class 2 times a week and I kind of do a little bit of practicing at home when I feel like it, but I don't do anything, or I hadn't up until this point done anything on a regular basis. So I thought, okay, I'm really sore. I don't want to lose all of this, whatever is going on with all my muscles right now while they're loose and open. So I decided that in the morning, I was going to do just a little manageable 15, 20 minute practice of my own at home. And where I'm going with this is, you know, to me, it's not an option not to do that anymore, even though it's been a few days. It's like, okay, that's what I do in the morning. And so this proofreading practice at the end, before you're ready to publish your writing, is something that you should think of as, no, this is just a habit. This is just what I do before I publish my writing. And again, it makes you feel better that you walked away knowing you've put in the most effort. You've done everything you can to make this what it could be. So do that. make proofreading a habit. That is step one, I would say. And then when you know that you are ready to proofread, whether you've been looking at your writing, whether you haven't been looking at your writing, but when you're sitting down to proofread, before you do that, take 1 minute and step away from your computer, wherever you're working. Go into a different space. You could go outside if you're inside. You could go inside if you're outside. Go drink a glass of water. Spend a minute or two listening to a song that you like. Basically, at this point, you want to just clear your mind, and doing something distracting, even for just a minute or two, just close your eyes, blink your eyes a lot, whatever you do, you want to forget about that you're going to proofread, because you want to use all of your energy when you're in there for that proofreading. So when you're ready, clear your mind and then come back to your document. And then instead of just staring at your page kind of with your eyes glossed over, go through your text and read each word out loud slowly. And you need to be really exaggerated when you do that and focus your attention on each word as you read each word. This may make you anxious because you want to publish your text and you're thinking this is going to take a long time, but it actually saves you so much more time than if you're proofreading too fast, because then you're going to have to proofread multiple times and you won't even catch the errors that you will catch in this way. So calm your anxiety and just read each word slowly. And then enunciate each word as if you've never seen it before. At the same time, you want to note every punctuation mark that you come across. So again, you're going through this really slowly. So when you get to a period, note that it's a period. Make sure that the period should be there. If there is an apostrophe, stop. You know, obviously apostrophes many times are in the middle of a word, but stop, because you'll catch things like it's when there should be an apostrophe, when it is a contraction of it is, or if it's its, which is, you know, possessive and you don't need the apostrophe there. So if you go through slowly and you really, you know, make a little ding in your brain every time you see a punctuation mark, you're going to get in the habit of stopping there and seeing if it really should be there and if it's the most appropriate punctuation. So do that for colons, semicolons, commas, quotation marks. Just use those as little, like a stop sign if you're driving, or a stoplight. It's just little triggers to slow down in your text and make sure that everything there is what it should be. You know, maybe there's a sentence that's a run-on and you could really use punctuation. Maybe there's a fragment. You'll notice these things when you're going through really slowly. And if you do end up making a change, make the change and then go back to the beginning of the document and start this process over in the same manner, which I know it can make you a little anxious because this takes time, or it feels like it's taking more time than it is. But you want to go through the document without stopping at all until you get to the end. So continue this process until you can read through the entire document without making a change. Once you can do that, spell check the document one more time, because you may have mistakenly inserted an error while you're going through all of this. So again, you really just have to calm your own anxiety and tell yourself that you do have time for this, and this is the best way to spend your time when you are proofreading. That is what I have for you today, my editor-in-chiefs. I hope that it is something that you can use. And if you like this tip, if you like everything that I'm talking about on Editor-in-Chief, please hop over to iTunes and leave a rating and review there so I can hear all of your hopefully nice thoughts. And you can get all of my episodes also on editorinchief.fm. That is a quick way where you can find all of my episodes and share them around if you want to pass along this show to other people. I hope you will join me next week. I'm Stephanie Flaxman. Thank you for listening to Editor in Chief. Now, go become one.